Coming up on TMS, that's a lot of average movies.
Tickled to death.
Goodwill is grooving on it.
KFC wants your hot picks.
Do not charge your phone in the tub.
Oh, really? Man arrested for assault with a deadly tweet.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Welcome to the Microsoft MS-DOS 5 upgrade training. This is the first time MS-DOS has been available as an upgrade. It's... no!
Well, I ain't talking about your little white pee-pee.
This is The Morning Stream. Is it over yet?
Not even close, Scott Fletcher. We're just getting started. Hello, everybody. It's Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett for TMS. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
I feel like we talked a lot yesterday, you and I.
We did. We talked. We did this, and then we did a DTNS roundtable thing with Tom that goes out to patrons of DTNS.
People should
be a patron of DTNS to get stuff like that.
And that was really fun, right? I had a really good time on that. It was awesome.
Yeah, I did too. That was fun. Boy, 30 minutes goes by so quickly when you're talking about stuff you love to talk about, right? And I felt like we probably could have gone an hour and a half if stuff had let us.
Yeah, if you guys are a patronus for Tom Merritt's DTNS show, you already know this because once a month you get one, but it's really unique. He basically goes against all typical podcast things, which is he'll start it and immediately we just dive in. There are no notes. We just talk about what comes to mind. It's sometimes tech related, but last night it was all about movies and Marvel and a little bit of tech in there, but we just went for it for 30 minutes. And at the 30-minute mark, Tom stops the show. He starts the music and plays off whoever's talking. No goodbyes, no nothing. Just
that's right, which happened to be poor Roger Chang.
Yeah, Roger's always getting screwed. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it was really fun, and we loved it. And you guys should check it out. If you're not a patron over there, it's not a bad idea. It's Tom Merritt and the Daily Tech News Show, so check that out. And then we did our movie draft at 8 o'clock last night. Shortly after I did court. Yesterday was wall-to-wall for me. I had stuff all frickin' day, and it really took the wind out of me. But so I slept like a baby, which is nice. But the movie draft happened, and we got a ton of movies, you and I, as a team. We're the Frog Pants team.
We totally did.
Yeah, more than I thought we were going to walk away with, honestly. I'm a little surprised that we got as many as we got. Now, some might say it's not the most bumper crop, but I think we win with numbers.
I think so too. There's a couple different strategies. You can bide your time, save your money, and go for one, maybe two big films.
Yeah.
But you're competing with, you know, five other teams on those big films. Picking in our case, seven films that could do really well. I'm really, really happy with Alien Covenant.
Yep, me too. It's a good
I'm
one.
Really happy with Dunkirk. I think that you know, it's a Christopher Nolan film. It's got a really good cast. It's got the typical Christopher Nolan cast with the addition of Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh, Harry Knowles.
Harry Knowles would be great. Ain't it cool, Dunkirk?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, Harry Styles. This could be it's a make or break moment for that kid if he's going to get out of the boy band world and become the next Justin Bieber or. Will he be Lance Bass and forever lost to the memories of time? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But we got good deals on that movie, like that and other movies.
Yeah.
So
we didn't pay more than $22 for any movie, and really Dunkirk was the only one that cost us more than $17. Everything else we got super cheap. So we got seven movies, rounding them out: Power Rangers, The Circle, which is the Tom Hanks and Emma Watson.
Yep.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a social network deal or whatever it is. Yeah.
King Arthur, Snatched.
Yeah. Snatched. The sequel to Snatch.
Right. And The Dark Tower, which I know you're happy about.
I'm thrilled about getting The Dark Tower.
We got that for $15, and I think it's going to do really well first weekend for sure.
I think it's going to do great, and I think for $15 it was a steal. So again, we're doing it with numbers. The only worries that anyone has is whoever ended up with Guardians of the Galaxy and I think the trio to beat is Guardians of the Galaxy, the next Transformer film, Maybe Spider-Man, although they were downplaying Spider-Man last night. I think incorrectly. Yeah. I think that thing's going to... Well, they downplay everything they don't
own. They downplay everything.
Yeah, they have kind of a method to their madness. But and then what was the other movie that's going to be?
Despicable Me, or Cars and Despicable Me. I mean, the
kids' movies, yeah.
The kids' movies. And, you know, Cargill totally is right about those being huge, just because when you've got kids and you got to take them to the movies, you've really got this limited selection of movies to choose from.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Cargill's microphone, by the way, can pick up sounds on Mars. I think that's how sensitive it is. That thing really jacked.
It's a good thing Cargill yells into it all the time.
Yeah, I'm glad, because we really weren't hearing you before, so just keep yelling.
They made Doctor Strange in Hollywood, but I think he wrote it from Michigan.
Yeah.
And just opened a window and
just dictated it. Yeah, dictated it across the country. But they, what was I going to say? And the other one is the Fast and the Furious sequel, the Fate of the Furious or whatever it's called. Yeah, I think that's going to be big money. So anyway, a pretty good spread. I always look at Tom Merritt and think he may have been the smart guy today or yesterday.
Totally. Yeah.
So I worry a little bit about him, but.
Although they left money on the table, you know, they walked out. If they would have been faster on the buzzer, they actually could have gotten both of those last movies for $11.
Yeah, that's true. And they end up getting stuck with it. We had seven, but there was nothing else to pay seven for.
No. I thought maybe the house.
Yeah. So we'll go get like a couple of lattes. We're good.
We'll get the porcelain Dalmatian.
Yep. So you guys should root for us on the internet. Anytime you see any of these chuckleheads post anything about the movie draft, let's show them what Frog Pants and the Tadpool is made of. Sugar and spice and everything nice. And, you know, you guys are awesome, so do that for us, will you? I don't know, just a little moral support. That's all we're looking for. Mm-hmm. All right. Late breaking news happened yesterday, right when we finished the show. You and I watched the Tickled documentary.
We did.
So did Nicole. It's
also streaming on HBO Go and HBO Now.
Correct. And it is about that dude. And again, it's so hard to explain unless you see it. So it's absolutely worth seeing. Make sure you watch the follow-up as well. We found out yesterday the subject of that entire documentary died yesterday.
Well, the news came out yesterday. He apparently died.
Oh, has it been a while?
On the 18th.
Oh, okay. That is earlier than the 20th. Yeah. A couple days.
Only a couple days. I mean, what, Saturday? Yeah. I think it was. Yeah. So.
Did he get tickled to death? I know that seems weird to ask, but, you know, not in his case. Maybe it isn't so.
I don't know. Exactly. Who knows? It's very mysterious. They're not releasing the information of how he died. And I don't know. I mean, seriously, could just be. It could have been something, not, I won't say nefarious, but it could have been something related to how he was getting treated after all of the stuff came out in the movie.
Yeah, maybe. Also, he was a huge dude. Maybe he just had heart failure or
dude.
Something.
He was 55.
Yeah, which isn't that old, but for his size, I mean, he was like 400 and something pounds. He's a big, big fella.
He was a big guy, yeah.
So,
he had a rough life. I mean, there was some rough business going on.
Yeah, well, rough.
I guess
proof once
he was
again.
Cushy.
That, yeah,
I guess he lived a cushy life in that little apartment building. That
yeah,
they showed there.
I mean, you know, but money.
He was in prison for 6 months.
Sure, he had his little prison thing, but also he had inherited a ton of money from his parents, his dad, but once again, money doesn't do shit for you if you're miserable. So who knows?
Yeah.
I got the impression that dude has different ways of thinking. But anyway, that happened. So anyway, it just feels real raw to me, like, because we just watched the damn thing. And I know a lot of you heard us talking about it and went and watched it. I know Andy Beach, for example, listener of the show, fine friend of the program. He and I have been talking back and forth, and literally, like, right after we spoke about it, heard about this death, and we're just like, what is with the timing on this thing?
Yeah.
So that story just gets weirder and weirder. And if you don't know what we're talking about, watch the Tickled documentary and the King... Or the Tickle King follow-up.
The Tickle King, yeah.
It all sounds dumb on the... Like, when I say, see the Tickle documentary, it sounds stupid.
It sounds like it's a totally different thing than what it really turns out to be. And so it's...
Yeah.
You know, it is just amazing, so...
One of the best movies of 2016, I think. If I'm to add them all up, especially documentaries. Today, during the show, I did this yesterday as well, during the song, when Brian plays a request / Indie in the Middle, I've been doodling, drawing on TMS poster cards.
Nice.
And I send these to people randomly who win them. So today there'll be another one, but today's a little different. It's not going to go to the chat room, although some of these people may be the same people. It's going to go to somebody on Slack. So if you are a patron of the show, you are a person who is in that Slack and therefore, or should be, and therefore, you could win. And I'll pick you at random at the end of today's show, right after we go off the air, and you'll get to win that. Now, as I say this, I realize what's happening is I'm saying yesterday it's the chat room, today it's the Slack, and people at home are like, what about me? I have to drive. I can't be there live. Or I can't do this, the Patreon.
I work in the library, and I can't be listening to your show either way.
Right, or whatever your reasons are. Don't worry, because tomorrow during the middle break, I'm going to do one that's just going to go to a rando listener somewhere in the world.
Wow. How will you pick them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was going to talk to you, because you're pretty good at this stuff. What do you think? Do I do a Tweety thing? Do I do an email?
Tweeting is perfect, yes.
Tweeting? Okay, a Twitter deal. So all of you who use Twitter, and then we'll hear from people who go, I don't even use Twitter. It'll be shit. I hate Twitter. And so that'll be trouble. But for now, Twitter's probably going to be how we do it. Yeah. So watch for that.
I forgot to change my little secret sign. I'll do that during the first song.
Yeah, get on that, will you?
Yeah.
Here's this.
Will you light a candle and remember me on my birthday?
All right. Do you know whose birthday it is today?
I do, because I've seen the tweets. It's Bill.
Bill Shatner.
It's the Shatman.
Yep, that's right. Here he is. Let's enjoy his. Let's hear the sweet sounds of Shatner.
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do.
Yeah, there's a little Shatner. That's old Shatner.
I wish I knew what to do.
And here's new Shatner.
Nobody helps him!
All right, so we got all the Shatners. And I don't know how old he turned. Do we know how old he turned? We should find that out. 80-something?
Hey, Siri, how old is William Shatner? Now everybody's phone will tell them.
Yeah, sorry, everyone out there. Does it say?
Yeah, she's thinking.
Okay. Checking Tim Cook.
Oh my gosh.
This is a
it's taking so long for this information to come up. 86.
86 years old. I'm going to try it here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, how old is William Shatner?
William Shatner is 86.
Okay. Same deal. Oh, don't do that again.
Sorry. No, I didn't get that.
Okay. All right.
I didn't get it either.
That's how old he is. 86. That's good. That's a nice ripe old age, man.
It is, and still, you know, making music, performing, making Comic-Con appearances. I mean, what's the last non-music thing? Is Boston Legal the last...
like professional acting gig or whatever?
Acting performance we've seen him in?
Hold on, let me think about that. I think you're right. Maybe some other little weird cameos, but I think that may have been it.
Right, probably. Yeah, like a Big Bang Theory cameo or something.
Didn't he win an Oscar, or not Oscar, an Emmy for his Boston Legal time? Something like that, right? Didn't he win an Emmy?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he did. I thought he got at least nominated for Best Supporting Actor on that show. I think. Huh. That's
the Priceline Genie says, yeah, maybe the Priceline commercials. Oh. That's probably it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer. Okay, let's see what Google says about Stan Lee. Hold on. How old is Stan Lee? Oh, it doesn't read it. Dang it. It's 94 years old. So there's that.
Wow. How's he doing? He is totally giving up on Comic-Con appearances.
Yeah, it was supposed to be his last one here in Salt Lake City last weekend at FanX, and he didn't come because he's sick.
Let's see. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's see how he is now. Let's check in on Stan Lee. Hold on. All right, Stan Lee, there he is. Spider-Man creator Stan Lee, 94, cancels his Comic-Con appearance in Salt Lake City, citing poor health. Legendary superhero star has disappointed thousands of fans. Well, that's nice of you, the mirror.co.uk. Yeah,
exactly. Way to go. Like, oh, boy, he's just disappointing people left and right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It was a-holes. It says here, nothing regarding the state of his illness has been reported. I'm worried about him because he's really old, dude. He's 94. Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's in bad health, though. You think, you know, with all the cigars that he smoked for such a long time.
But when there's one big bad flu, and you're 94, and your immune system is just compromised just because you're 94. Like, I don't know. I worry.
It's really going to be. I mean, as far as geek pop culture,
that's going to be a bummer, isn't it?
It's going to be a huge. Yeah, I mean, it's him, William Shatner.
Mm-hmm,
I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Those are big. Who else? Spock already died. That was a big one.
Stephen King.
Iron Man lives again.
Yeah, Iron Man lives again. I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head, but yeah, there's a few icons
Nobody
like that.
Nobody helps him.
Nobody helps him. Nobody's going to be happy when Golden Girl, the final Golden Girl, dies either. That's
no, Betty White. Yeah, well, that's going to be a tough one just because she's so big in everything else. Like, she's made a career out of being everybody's favorite grandma.
Yeah, she's great. I don't want her to die. I'd like her to live. If she could live on, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen.
Oh, I don't want to think about any of those. That all sucks.
Yeah, all right, let's not think about it, Scott. Let's
You want to hear about the fake news I posted on the internet yesterday?
Oh, no. What did you do? What did you do?
It was an accident. Somebody was sending around a photo of what looked like an old black and white 60s era photo of Patrick Stewart in a suit.
Yes, I did see that.
And it was a very handsome photo, and I went, whoa, Patrick Stewart, I'm not gay or anything, but blah, 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 hubba hubba, right? And so I put it up on Twitter and was talking about it. And here's the problem when you do that. If you haven't fact-checked what you put up there, it spreads like wildfire, and two things happen. A whole bunch of gullible people believe it like I did.
Right.
And then they retweet it, and it gets retweeted, retweeted, retweeted. But then a few smart people swing in and go, that's not him. And if they're followers,
Andy
they're
Carlton
nice.
Or Andy Whitfield. Or
Andy Whitfield, I think is his name.
Whitfield, yeah. I made the joke about the secret of my success. No, that's Brandon Whitfield. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or Carlton Whitfield.
Sure. So this is that actor who died way too young who did that Spartacus show.
Oh, I didn't realize he had passed away. Oh, geez.
Yeah, he had some kind of horrible quick cancer, like a pancreatic cancer or something. But he went from just like buff, young, 33-year-old stud to withered away and like died in a year or something. It was bad. But anyway, I didn't know it was him, but he was apparently had some modeling time, and this was him in his modeling career. So it ranged from
Patrick
nice
Stewart-esque look to
oh
him,
yeah so it's very it very yeah. much so very much so but people saw it and said, now nice followers of mine said, oh, Scott, sorry, that's not him, that's Andy Whitfield. But then it started to evolve into people who don't follow me, who just happened to see the retweet, who decided to go after the original tweeter, which is me.
No
And they had things ranging from, there was like a guy in a beard behind him in this photo. He says, yeah, look at the guy behind him, that's Riker too. And so, you know, some fun heart lighthearted pokes to, you're an idiot, that's not him, that's so and so, I can't believe, you know, like this. No. People railing on me. Here's the worst part about it, and this, I think I found the one hideous flaw in Twitter.
Sure.
Even if you delete the tweet, it's cached for a lot of people, so it's still getting sent around. So it doesn't really matter. You sort of have to pay for your sins once you've done it. And then even if I did a follow-up tweet, which I did, that says, by the way, my last tweet was incorrect, it's Andy Whitfield, I had that wrong, sorry. It didn't matter. I still got people going, this isn't him. Like this morning, there were three or four. That's totally not
still more
Patrick Stewart. I'm like, okay, all right. Freaking... Yeah. The internet's losing their mind over Patrick Stewart's fake photo. And it just got me to thinking, I think I've cracked the problem with Twitter. Like, you got to think about what you say before you say it, or else you're just screwed.
Feels like there's a lot of people out there just waiting for somebody to make a mistake on Twitter so that they can show that they're the smartest person in the room.
The tweet police is what they are.
They come to me in my head, Scott.
Do they? What do they say to you when they're...
The tweet police, they live inside of my head.
Whoa.
Inside of my head.
Look at you.
The tweet police, they come to me in my bed.
Always a song on the tip of your tongue. Always.
Yeah.
It's impressive. It's a skill I don't have that I sometimes wish I did.
Yeah.
All right.
You know who we did lose yesterday?
Who?
Chuck Barris.
Oh, I heard about this. Not Chuck Berry. He went these before.
Chuck Berry lost the weekend. Yeah, so somebody better check on like Chuck Testa.
Yeah, Chuck Testa. No,
He's okay. Chuck.
Yeah, and you know how that'll go. You say, hey, did Chuck Willery die? And they'll say, nope, it's Chuck Testa. That's how they'll do it.
I think is Chuck Willery still alive?
I don't know. Is he with us? He's a
weird game show hosts seem to die. Like, is Peter Tamarkin from Press Your Luck, No Whammies, he's dead. The guy who took over Family Feud after Richard Dawson.
Oh, who was that?
His own life.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr.
No, that's not it. Ray Parker Jr. sang Ghostbusters. That's not it.
Ray something.
Ray.
You'd recognize him if you saw him. He was like between Richard Dawson and...
Current dude.
And well, even before current dude, it was Jay Peterman from
I forgot Jay Peterman did that.
Yes.
Elaine, that answer's incorrect.
Ray Combs, that's it. Ray Combs.
Ray Combs. He killed himself? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
We learned a lot today about people.
Wink Martindale is no longer. Well, no, I think he's still around, but Richard Dawson's passed away.
Yeah, he kissed too many people is what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He got the worst case of mono ever.
No kidding. Plus, he used that phone that all the rest of his stupid platoon used in that show that I can't think of. So there's that. Here's the fun we're going to have now. Daryl Skeels is on the phone. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going there at now 9:30 a.m. at your office?
It's a busy day.
Yeah, and usually, so back in the day, before a time change, it was 8:30 for you, and there were just less people in the office then, right? But now, after 9, they're all loaded. You're loaded up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this will be
and
good.
And before that, it was 7:30, and that was the best thing ever.
Oh, I'll bet, because you were there alone, and like hardly anybody was there, just you and Janice making sure the coffee's ready or whatever. Daryl comes on the show, and we play a little game with him. It's a little Stump Daryl game, where he gets asked a trivia question, tries to answer it, and somebody helps us out with that. If you want to be the person that does that, 801-895-4724. I am clearing the lines. It is 801-895-4724. And we got a caller already. Let's find out who this is. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Monica.
Oh, we love Monica. Monica is
more chance to get that restraining order in place.
That's right. That's right. Monica, we're always happy to hear from you. I feel like it was yesterday we met at BlizzCon. Do you remember that heady day back in whenever it was, 2015?
That crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big weekend.
That was a long time ago.
It really was. It feels like it. That's when Chris Metzen still worked there. Weird.
Whoa. Way back.
Yeah, way back. So we should play this game. I know you know the rules, but I'm going to let Brian explain it anyway. Brian, what do we do? How does it work? And what's our topic?
Sure thing. So, Monica, in addition to 500 yards, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question that he's going to be staying, that Scott's also going to be staying away from. Mm-hmm. Daryl's going to give his answer, which will come in the form of a number. We're then going to turn to you and ask you if Daryl's guess is higher or lower than the real answer. If you win today, you get the Monday prize, which was a copy of The Last Dragon DVD, as well as a Street Fighter wristband and an Uncharted 4 lanyard. So when you go to BlizzCon next time, you'll be able to hang your BlizzCon tag on a Uncharted 4 lanyard.
Yeah, that won't be weird. That'll be fine to do that.
Yeah, it'll be totally fine.
I think it's fine. So that reminded me, when you said number, Daryl guesses a number and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It made me think of something. Oh, what was it now? It's just left my head.
Oh, this isn't a wristband. It's a headband.
Oh, it's a headband?
Yeah.
It depends on your wrist.
You look like Ryu.
Yeah,
doesn't Ryu wear the headband?
Sure he does. He's the Haruken guy. And then Ken wears the headband. No.
Ken wears the headband. That's it.
Maybe they both wear the headband. I don't know. My Street Fighter lore is a little off. But the number, what was I going to say about... Oh, I know what it was. So, Daryl, this seemed like a good question for you because you like to notice this crap in movies, right? You're like the everyone barfs in movies guy, right? So here's my question. I'm watching, I don't know what it was yesterday, but once again, like every show before it and every show in the history of man, when somebody reads a phone number out loud or it's visible on the screen, it's always a 555 number. And it's that.
I hate that.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, and we know why it is. It's because that won't actually get you anywhere. This way they can use them in movies, and nobody's going to call the number and harass somebody. So I totally get why they do it. But I can't be alone in this, that it completely takes me out of whatever I am watching when they do that.
Yeah.
It ruins it for me. Okay, so I'm not the only one. All right.
No, but you know, best breaking the fourth wall on that, which is a movie that broke the fourth wall all the time, but it was Last Action Hero when... the kid is saying, it's a 555 number. Does that mean there's only 10,000 numbers in the in the world?
No, that's awesome. That's a good reference, yeah. That's not bad. Who is the Lannister grandpa? What was his name on Game of Thrones?
Oh, Charles Dance.
Charles Dance is in that. I always forget.
Yes, he is, with his cool contact lenses.
Yeah, like little smiley face contact lenses. Mm-hmm. That was weird. In that. Yeah. But anyway, the point is that number thing sucks, and whenever it happens, I just go, okay, show, I get it. There's a fake number in your world. Don't even mention it. You don't even have to bring it up. Don't have a number. Just say, I'm calling him. You know? Just ignore
it. There's got to be another prefix, another three-digit prefix that they can use that isn't the same number repeated over and over again that would be but then, he's distracted.
But they don't even need a number. Just say, call me.
Yeah.
Don't give the number.
Have it be implied.
Just a piece of paper and they don't have to show it.
Right.
No, I mean, there's like, you know, you get a movie where they hook up with somebody, hooks up with somebody at a bar and they give them a napkin and they have to show you the napkin.
No, they don't.
This napkin has a phone number on it.
Do they though? Do they have to?
They totally do. It's yeah, absolutely.
I think you slide the napkin over. You can't
phone
tell from the angle.
Phone numbers have to appear in movies just like barfing has to appear in movies. It's there for a specific purpose.
That's a decent point.
That's a good point. Neither one of those need to be in movies.
Oh, you're totally wrong.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with Daryl on this. We rarely agree on things.
I will find examples of movies where if they were to just say, "Oh, I have a phone number on a piece of paper," and then you don't see the phone number, it'd be totally
all right.
Confusing.
The challenge is out there.
All right. What about a movie where like somebody sees a bus go by with a lawyer on it, and they're like, "Oh," and they have to call that number. They get their phone out and they call that number. Better call Saul, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna pull out their phone and act like they're dialing a number that wasn't on the side of the bus.
No. Here's what they should do. I have an answer for that.
Okay.
No number. You put a website, because a website's fine. Do a fake website. Nobody cares about that.
Oh, there you go. We just replace phone numbers with social media.
Yeah. Right? Here's my social media account. at whatever. But I mean, I understand what you're saying, and dating movies are a question. Like, I'm not 100% convinced you couldn't do a movie about a date where a number's exchanged. But I'm arguing for a higher level thinking of, let's just not have the number exchange. Let's just have a different way of doing this. Like, here's my card. Done. It's implied there's a number on it, you know? It can't all be napkins, is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the people need to weigh in on this. Send your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. What do you think about the 555 number? Because it ruins the show for me. Because it immediately reminds me, oh, yeah, we're in a fake world. None of this matters.
Yeah, that is the drawback. Yeah. But if you do an 867-5309, then all of a sudden some woman named Jenny gets calls in the middle of the night. Yep. Or some woman not named Jenny gets calls in the middle of the night wondering how much it's going to cost to change her phone number.
I wonder if one of these days we should try calling that number and see where it goes these days.
Oh, no.
I want to try, don't you? You want to see? I kind of want to see.
Which area code are we going to do?
Oh, right. They don't give an area code, do they?
No.
But we'll try like a Utah and a Colorado one sometime.
All right.
See what happens. Look what you hath wrought, Brian. You've wrought a terrible thing upon us.
Great.
All right. So there's the rules. Oh, what's our topic today? What's the
deal? Our topic today. Oh, here's a perfect example. The Ghostbusters, when they're doing the Ghostbusters commercial, "We believe you," and it's 555-2368.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great example. What are you going to do?
Not like, have it there. Not show it.
Yeah, or blur it out.
Yeah, well, blurring it out would bring too much attention.
Blurring
to
it out really would take you out of the.
Or have somebody obscure it, like stand in front of it, so that you know something's blocking the part of the number, so
a
you can't tell
or something.
Yeah, yeah, or whatever. Get creative, Hollywood.
All right.
Anyway,
our topic today is sports: the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, Chicago Cubs baseball, to be specific. Monica, here's the question going out to Daryl. Daryl, here's your question. Last year, the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in a very, very long time. How many years did it take them to win the 2016 World Series? Meaning between the last time they did it and now. How long was that? And Daryl, your hint is, it is somewhere between 50 and 200 years.
I thought it was something like 100 and something. 102 or 105. And one of those, maybe something else.
You say 105? Is that your answer? See, it's your job. It's your job to give us a number, and then we check to see if it's right.
Have you
That's
forgotten
how it works.
How this all works?
Yeah, yeah. You're looking for us to go higher, lower, higher. I'm not gonna do that.
Let's take the two and the five, add them together, and I'll say 107.
107. Years. Brian, is that correct?
107 is incorrect. I'm getting audio all of a sudden. Why am I getting audio?
I don't know. You got some tab. One of your 500 tabs are open.
It was the music I was listening to for today's Indie in the Middle. I can close that now.
All right.
107 is incorrect. Monica, is the correct answer higher or lower than 107?
Oh, curses. Why did it have to be baseball?
Curses. I love that because that's so appropriate for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, it is. The curse has been lifted. You're right.
Oh, goodness gracious. Let me see. By the way, I love The Last Dragon.
Oh, I know. I could tell you were so exuberantly excited when
you
mentioned it.
I hope you win this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so glad you're doing it on Film Sack, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're stoked about that. I don't even know why.
All right, I'm going to say higher.
You're going to say higher than 107 years. Bold statement for Monica. Let's find out if she's right. Is it higher than that?
Oh. Congratulations.
Oh, it is.
You're a winner.
By 1 year.
By one, yes.
Wow. 1 year. Daryl, that is the closest you've gotten on any question. 108 years
darn
is the
it,
answer.
Darryl.
Yeah, that's incredible. 108 years. They last won the World Series in 1908. It took them 108 years to win another. Who knows how long it'll take to win the next. Congratulations, Monica. You've done it. Send Brian an email at coverville@gmail.com, and he will get this stuff out to you ASAP.
Absolutely. And people are asking, what would happen if Daryl got it right? Then Monica would have automatically won. Like,
yeah.
If Daryl ever gets one of these right on the nose, then boom.
Everyone wins.
The winner, exactly. We all win. Scott, you and I win, too.
Yeah, we win. The audience wins. Everyone gets a copy of The Last Dragon when that happens.
But Daryl has to provide us all with prizes.
Yeah, Daryl gives us all the prizes. Oh, did we not mention that? Oh, that's too bad. Good job, Monica. Well done. Congratulations, Daryl. We have nothing to food test because we ate the last Oreos, right?
That's right. By the way, somebody in the chat room named Akade Techt, I guess it is, says that 108 is also the number of stitches on a baseball.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you, Akade Techt.
That's kind of great.
Or maybe it's Ace D. No, I think it's Akade Techt.
Now, this is Ace to Tech. Tom says it. Freaking this whole time, I'm like, that's real familiar. Turns out it's actually totally familiar. Tom Merritt is making the comment. Nice.
There, he's telling us that 108 is the number of stitches on a baseball.
Well, and Tom's a huge baseball fan. He loves the baseball. And he would know.
If anybody's going to know it.
Yeah, he would know. And even if he didn't and he's just making this up, I'd believe him.
Yeah, totally.
He's the most trusted name in tech news reporting today.
He is.
Daryl's the Trek Nerd. You can find him on Twitter, at the Trek Nerd. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. What's on tap for This Week in Trek this week, Daryl? Hello? Did we lose Daryl?
His sticky note is still there.
Yeah, he must have muted us.
Oh, terrible. Oh, you know what? No.
Oh, you just have bad internet. Beep, boop, beep. Beep, boop. Beep, boop, beep.
It's the internet.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing on This Week in Trek? Do you guys have anything
celebrating
cool?
Shatner's birthday on This Week in Trek? Is that the deal?
Well, no, because that came out Tuesday.
Oh,
that would be yesterday.
All right. Well, nonetheless, I'm sure
it's
in your hearts.
One, yeah. Where the guy does the mime of the twisting the thing on the wall.
Oh, that somebody pointed out to me. Somebody sent me a high res zoomed up version of that and pointed out to me that it's actually a translucent plastic thing.
It is, yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So that isn't just somebody photoshopping something in there to...
No, apparently he wasn't. Now, I'm still saying it's bad prop design. I want to make that clear. I didn't mean to make a pun there, but having it be clear and transparent and translucent just makes it look like the guy's doing nothing against the wall, so it's still bad choice, but there was literally something there to move, I guess.
HD, you can clearly see it.
Yeah. Here's a clip from their upcoming episode of This Week in Trek. Here you go.
You guys sound kind of sparkly.
Oh, if you want more of that, check that out next week.
And how can you not want more of that?
Yeah, you would. Daryl, why don't you purvey your silly game you play with us? What do you got there for us?
Okay. I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. Mm-hmm. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right.
Supergirl can't blank.
Fly.
Sing.
Sing. Nice.
Because yesterday was the episode of The Flash that had all the CW folks on it.
Yeah. Was it a musical? It wasn't a musical, was it?
It was musical. It was like that episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer that was all done as a musical.
Oh, right.
So she sang and Barry Allen sang and a few of the other people all connected. Boy, Dudu plays Joe West on The Flash.
Yeah.
He's got a fantastic voice. But
the rest of them okay. I mean,
the rest of them okay. And you know what? And Supergirl, Melissa Benoist, I think did a good job. But I could see people posting that and putting videos of that on YouTube. So
I think she's lovely and talented and charming.
Oh,
I
she is.
Cannot she's a, stand her last name. She needs to get to the
Benoist.
Yeah, I freaking hate it. Oh my gosh, Benoist.
It's Benoist. No, it's pronounced Benoist.
It's Benoist, right?
Yeah, it is Benoist.
That is a shit name. Sorry, it's just a shit name.
Nice talking.
Yes,
to you.
And I know. Joe West was in Rand. He was the guy who, he's the friend of Roger and the other guy who comes and sees him in the apartment, but he gets mugged on the way, and then he hooks up with Angel and all that. So
right.
Yes.
That's
I know.
Joe West. That's his name.
Well, Joe West is the character.
Oh, it's the character. All right. Well, there you have it. I want to hear Apache Chief sing, because someone could slip a lyric in there that says a nuckchuck, and he'd get all big for no reason when he's in the middle of the song.
it's like Mr. Mixel.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sitting there going, you know, times are hard, a nuckchuck. Oh, no, shit. And he's a giant Apache Chief now. Anyway.
All right, what's the answer? What's our answer?
I say fly, just because it seems like something that somebody might do a parody of on YouTube. So I'll say fly. What would you say? Sing?
Well, both of those are, I think, in the top five or so.
Oh.
But the number one query result is Supergirl can't fly in space.
Oh well
Scott gets points.
I'll get points because Supergirl can't fly
you get it
in space, right? I don't get anything though. I win nothing. We've already established
that's
that I don't
true.
Get jack shit
yeah,
for this.
That's true.
All right, well done, Daryl. You have to hang up on us because that's the way this damn thing works now, because I can't just don't ask me why these hangout direct call things won't let me hang up on a person. Isn't that dumb? It's dumb. I hate it.
Yeah. What if you get in a hangout with somebody you don't like all of a sudden and you've got no way of removing them?
What if you're running a podcast where you need to kick somebody out?
That's right. What if, if we were to take callers, we'd have people calling in and saying absurd things and horrible things and we couldn't get rid of them.
It's obnoxious. All right. It is. Here's this. I would like to provide some news now, and it's brought to you by.
Brought to you by Help My Wife Run the Pittsburgh Marathon, making me Husband of the Year. Well, not me personally. Our writer says, my wife is running the Pittsburgh Marathon for the Autism Connection Organization and needs help raising money. Any amount would be greatly appreciated by us and would help bring attention to autism. The link to her page is crowdrise.com/Katherine Kaufman, and that's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Kaufman. We have a corgi named Bosco and a cat named Mulva, so you know we're good people. Help us help others, Tadpool.
Bosco and Mulva. I like it.
Bosco and Mulva. I guess they're Seinfeld things.
That's Seinfeld stuff, right? Because
yep.
Bosco's the weird fake coffee drink.
No, but well, it was also George's ATM password.
That's right. Peterman's like, George, man, give me the number. Give me the number. No. And Mulva, that's awesome. We know what that's from.
We know what that is. Dolores.
Dolores, there you go. Great episode. Five large bags of marijuana were stashed in a cooler. They accidentally got donated to Goodwill in Washington. So there's that.
Whoops.
This is bound to happen in your neck of the woods at some point, Brian. You're going to get some weird
story. It
totally
is. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, five large bags is more than somebody is legally able to own, I believe.
Yeah. Do you ever, I mean, is the news over there, is there always a pot story in the news, local news?
No. Probably about once every 3 or 4 days
in
the news. And it'll be something like, the city is, you know, trying to gain ordinance to put a new pot shop in Lakewood, but the Lakewood residents don't want it, or something like that. It's exactly. We actually don't have them here in West Arvada. There's no pot shops.
Oh, really? Where does Crazy Neighbor have to go to get them?
His wife works downtown, so she just picks it up all the time down there, or picks it up when she's downtown.
Gotcha.
I won't say all the time.
Right. I'm going out for my break. Where are you headed? Don't worry about it. There's probably gummy bears or something. I'll be fine.
Exactly. I don't think they could do gummy bears anymore because it looks too much like something kids want. And they have to have stuff now that they can put the little stamp on it that shows that it's that it's laced with THC.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Why? Also, come on, adults. Can you get it another way besides gummy bears? It's fine. Like I like
it better than
like a lozenge or something's fine, right?
Yeah,
you get those
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, these five bags showed up at a Washington State Goodwill store.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be over 21, by the way, to possess even an ounce of cannabis. The stash was 60 times over that limit. Employees at the store discovered the marijuana while sorting through donations Monday morning. Toked on a few and then called the police. No, they didn't really smoke it. They called the police.
We'll call them after lunch, man.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. There's no rush. Slow your roll, man. We went over there and they opened the lid and there was five large bags of marijuana, says Debbie Willis of the Monroe Police Department. Normally, when we go in there, it's for a shoplifter, but not anything like this. Police tried to track down the owner of the cooler, but they're unsure if it was donated at the location or at the Goodwill trailer that parks around town, sort of mobile Goodwill unit. However, there will be people on social media claiming it's theirs, but we have yet to have one walk through the door. Can you even, why would you claim it if you're way over the limit? Because that's not legal to have that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like those people who accidentally, again, give away something that's got stolen goods in it, mm-hmm. and they basically can't go pick it up. Like if they lose their car gets towed, and it's got cocaine in the trunk. They can't go, all right, I'm here to collect my car. They're just going to say, all right, well, that car's written off.
Yeah, it's a burner car at that point.
Is, yeah.
You ever exactly. have a burner phone? You ever buy a phone that you just intend to throw away?
No. Mm. I mean, you know, I had a Trio.
A slow burn. Is that
yeah,
phone?
I mean, I guess, yeah, no, I've never had anything like that. The closest thing would be like a one of those kids' phones that we got for Tristan, but only needed it for like a year.
Yeah.
And it just had four buttons on it. Mom, dad, emergency.
Yeah, those are good.
Three
for
buttons,
that.
Mom, sure. Dad, emergency.
Yeah, apparently, that Nokia retro phone they're making that has Snake on it, they're super cheap, and that's what they're for, is just to be like a throwaway phone. When I was in China, I had to do this because I had no other way to get a phone.
Okay, so when you said Nokia phone that had Snake, all of a sudden I'm visualizing Kurt Russell with an eye patch. Or the guy from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. And everything but the
Snake on it.
Everything but the Snake game.
But the game Snake.
Yeah.
Yes.
The old Nokia game Snake is what I was referring to. But I like the idea that Snake Plissken would be on the screen. Anyway, I had to get a burner in China for that for reasons of like I couldn't. This was back when you didn't have smartphones weren't a thing yet, so I had to have something, and so that's what we did. And then when I was done, we literally threw it away.
No, that totally makes sense.
Prepaid and all that stuff.
Yep.
All right. A mother has freaked out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Freak
saw
out.
Saw naked people?
No, she didn't see naked people. She freaked out after a KFC drive-thru worker. Wouldn't that just be a KFC employee? Drive-thru worker? Anyway, whatever.
A drive-thru worker.
This is very British, the way this is written.
It's from The Sun.
It does say.
Oh, a drive-thru worker. It on does. Her way to her flat.
It does say mum.
The lift.
Yeah, she took the lift when she got home after dropping off the lorry or whatever. Says
put her children in a pram and freaked out.
Says that this worker writes a flirty note on her napkin, and the napkin said, "Call me at 5:55." Just kidding. Didn't say that. No 5:55. It said to send pics.
Oh jeez.
That's pervy, dude.
Yeah, 17-year-old. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
That's all right. He's 17. You're right. Some kid. He's a year younger than Nick. If Nick ever did this, dude, I would kick his butt so freaking hard. Yeah. It's like, that is a douchey thing to do.
You don't think he ever did that, like wrote in the bottom of a popcorn tub, hey, call me.
I doubt it. But that's not a bad idea. Sharpie in the bottom of one of those tubs might do it.
Yeah.
Although, does anyone ever get to the bottom of that?
No, hopefully not.
Yeah.
And if you do, you leave it in the theater for the, you know, somebody to clean up.
Yeah, and then they call you, and you don't want
which
that.
Which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to take your trash out with you and throw it in the bin on the way out. They
that's
have
right.
a little sign, a little thing that plays beforehand, people. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Let's go to the lobby, right?
That's right.
17-year-old kid who works at KFC sent the message on a napkin, which included details of his Instagram and Snapchat accounts. Ugh. as he delivered the 23-year-old her food.
Yes, I'd like to double down on your tenders.
Yeah. I hope your original recipe... No, it doesn't work.
Fingers aren't the only thing that are licking good.
Yeah, the freaking colonel looks over us. Nope, that doesn't work either. All right. Posting on Mumsnet. That's a website. Mumsnet.
Mumsnet.
M-U-M-S-N-E-T. N-E-T. Oh, N-E-T. Wrote, quote, the man working behind the drive-thru was very forward and called me gorgeous. The man? He's 17. Let's not call him a man yet, okay? Not quite. He's not there yet. Give him a year, and then maybe you can say man. He said, she says, I awkwardly smiled, took my food, and said thanks. I didn't think any more of it. DP, dear partner, was taking the food out of the bag. Oh, whoever her partner is. Okay. Taking food out of the bag and came across the note on the napkin saying, send pics. Well, there you go.
Mm. Class act. Class act there.
Pervy is what that is.
I'm on the front page of Mumsnet.
Oh, where and, we get what we got there? Is that tell me what we got?
There's a lot. It's like a you know, one of those web 3.0 with all the big squares and photos and stuff. For example, there's a topic. WTF is the deal with ending words with Bo and Poe?
Oh yeah, what is WTF? Is that?
I don't know. Is that really a thing? Do that?
I haven't heard of it. Okay, well,
spoil your mom with these great gift ideas for Mother's Day 2017.
So here's what it says. I am probably being unreasonable and particularly old, middle-aged, but WTF is the deal with ending words with Bo and Poo, or Poe. I regularly see posts referring to Sainsbury, and it took me ages to work out WTF they meant. You know what?
Oh,
I want to write one here that says WTF with middle-aged lady saying WTF every 5 seconds.
Yeah, leave the W. Once one WTF is fine, but now it's like 3 times so far she's used it.
Yeah, that's weird. But also, I've learned a long time ago, whatever, I'll be a hypocrite about this because I always talk about bae and fleek and all that crap I hate. Mm-hmm. But every generation's got their little lingo. It's fine. Let people talk their dumb talk. It's fine. They'll get over it. They'll pass it on. The only words that ever make it through are cool and dude. Those words are just stay in the vernacular, don't they? They never leave.
No, totally. No, cool is perennial.
Cool is perennial. Forever. Yeah, forever. Frevel is not perennial.
Frevel is not perennial. That ended in the 40s.
Yes. Nobody
likes Frevel.
Nobody likes Frevel. Next on ABC. All right.
So just throwing Bo. So it would be like if we, I'm trying to think of what we could do, but it's like abbreviating a longer name and just putting a bow at the end. It's so, like when Australians say prezzies instead of presents.
So if you say Arvada, would you say Arvy? Or
yeah, I'm thinking more like a longer
wiener.
A longer word that needs to get abbreviated. Right. Like, oh yeah, he's from Cape Cod, Massabo.
Oh, got it. Oh, okay. No, that's all right. This is a little bit like the Snoop Dogg Frizzle crap, a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Here's a good story for you. A coroner says the iPhones should come with warnings after a man killed himself while charging the handset in a bath.
Oh, jeez.
Apple's not going to do this. You're supposed to know not to
do
stupid
not charge shit. In bathtub. That, you know, maybe in that really, really tiny print that they put in the disclaimer in that 9-panel fold-up sheet that comes under your phone.
Yeah, part of the EULA.
Yes, the EULA. Did you read the EULA?
Did you read? No, I never read the EULA. Oh, I heard somebody was doing a dramatization of iTunes' EULA. Have you heard about this?
I saw something about this. Like a musical.
Yeah. And it's like they tell a whole story based on the EULA as the script.
We're going to have to listen to this and maybe capture some audio for the show.
I agree. Yeah. I think we totally should. Well, anyway, here's the deal. Smartphone addiction is a real problem, says this article on techspot.com. Some people just can't bear to be away from their handsets, and there are those who, on rare occasions, do this, and their behavior can prove fatal. Last December, a UK man, lots of UK people today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a special UK edition.
Indeed. He's usually Florida, so what's going on in UK? Anyway, a UK man was electrocuted and died when he tried to charge his phone in the bath. As a result, the coroner has called for Apple's smartphones to carry safety warnings. 32-year-old Richard Bull. Wait, that's a familiar sound. Oh, Richard Mull played Richard.
Yeah, exactly. On Night Court is what you're thinking.
He played
Bull.
Can I stream that anywhere? I wonder if that's anywhere. Can we stream that show? Yep. That's it. I used to love that show, and there's a great Brent Spiner episode, I think. Isn't Brent Spiner on there?
Not streaming anywhere.
Oh, damn it. Anyway, he plunged the charger. Oh, wait. Sorry. His iPhone charger touched the bathwater he was lying in. It reports he plunged his charger into an extension cord leading from the hallway and rested it on his chest while using the handset. This is his fault, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
This isn't a thing where you don't go all into warns. This is him being dumb. He should know better.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask Apple to have, or anyone. I don't, right. I don't know why he's focusing on Apple. I don't know. There's a million phones you could charge on your chest. It says iPhones seem like innocuous devices, but they can be,
they are. Yeah, they are innocuous devices.
They are, but electricity doesn't seem that way, and I never thought it was. So why would I have it in the bathtub? That's just dumb.
Right.
It says they should carry warnings. That doctor's wrong.
I intend to write a report later to the makers of the phone.
Yes. Dear Mr. Cook. Your products are causing problems. Please make better products. Finally, in the news, before we take a break here and move on with things, a man accidentally got arrested for assault with a deadly tweet. Actually got arrested.
He's actually arrested for assault with a deadly tweet.
Yes. His is on techdirt.com. We'd like these tech stories for Tom's Day, I guess.
We do.
So here's the deal. Journalist Kurt Eichenwald is suing an anonymous Twitter troll, claiming that the troll had sent Eichenwald a flashing GIF that was designed specifically to cause epileptic seizures because some people, a percentage of epilepsy sufferers, can be this can happen with certain patterns, and you can create that in a GIF, attach it to a tweet, and send it to the guy. A total douche move. Why would you do that to anybody?
Totally, yeah.
He claimed that it worked, and he had a seizure on the spot. As we noted at the time, there are no fans of Eichenwald. In our opinion, he's an absolutely terrible journalist with a fairly long history of really weird issues. Strange obsession with massively overselling stories. Even has this author of this article blocked. However, the lawsuit was still interesting. At the first pass, the very idea of a tweet could be used as a weaponized device seemed preposterous and even troubling. But it's moved forward, and he's going to win money on this, and the other guy's going to go to jail. So, even if I totally vehemently disagree with somebody on the internet, the idea of sending them something that I know will send them into a seizure, that is criminal, awful, terrible stuff.
Oh, it totally is.
Why would you do that to other people? Why is that a thing?
Knowingly do it.
You would
You know, there's been accidental things that have triggered seizures, like
video games do it, and
video games that the cartoon was the Pokemon cartoon that had something on screen that caused a bunch of kids to have
part, I guess, had some flashy stuff.
Oh god, so it was like every episode. Jeez.
Yeah, they had to change it or something. I don't remember that story very well, but I remember I know what you're talking about. But I mean, I had a kid in my own living room who had no previous signs of seizures or of epilepsy play Mario Kart in my living room and suddenly lurch backwards and have a grand mal seizure right in front of me. Like, you never know when that stuff's going to happen, and people who are susceptible to it, if you are aware of it, and then you do this maliciously, you're a piece of dirt with a slight bit of cat poo on it.
Yes, you are.
You're bad, so don't do that. That's awful. We're going to take a break and not do awful things by listening to some rad music in the middle. When we come back, recommendals. Nicole is back. She'll probably tell us part of her harrowing story. She's had a rough couple of weeks.
Jeez, she really has.
But it's good to have her back. We'll have some recommendations for you. And then Tom will be here with Tom's Tech Time. AcDetect from the chat room. AcDetect will be here. And we got another email after that. So all that stuff's coming up. But before that, Brian Dunn brought music.
Yes, Jason Reif in the tadpole in the chat room. Or, well, I don't know if he's in the chat room, but he wrote us in. He said, "Hey, my band, Dr. Ransom, is releasing our debut EP on March 21st. So anytime after that, you are welcome to play anything off our album. They are a garage rock band with a retro twist from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Their debut album was released yesterday and can be found at Dr. Ransom, spell out Dr., drransom.bandcamp.com.
Nice.
And this is excellent. The album is self-titled, Dr. Ransom. This is the track called Loving Kindness, but I urge you to go check out the rest of their music. It is all fantastic, and so glad Jason wrote in to tell us about this. Here's Loving Kindness by Dr. Ransom.
introducing something new. It's essential for all, the many and the few.
It's in your store. Ooh, Microsoft, that's who.
The MS-DOS 5 upgrade is a hit, and no PC should be without it.
You and James Gandolfini there.
I don't care. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to be back.
Totally, it's good to be back. So you did a sketch during that song?
I did. I had to be fast because that was a short song.
I did one too.
Oh, look at that
drawing of Iggy Pop.
Oh, that's a good Iggy Pop. Brian doesn't draw enough. He's good. I did a Spock-like guy. It's hard to see because of the lighting, but see my little Spock
Very
sketch.
Good.
Yeah, so that'll go out to somebody.
I'll send mine to Monica.
Monica will love that. She's such a sweetheart. All right, Nicole, that's what's up. That's what's up, everybody.
That's what's happening.
It's happening now, and we're going to bring her in here. We're going to play a little something here. Check it out. Hello, Nicole Spag. How are you?
I'm alive.
She lives. What a rough couple of weeks. I'd say a month because you had that flu nightmare thing that I'm just getting over. And then you had what you thought was just some pain going to a movie. And then it turns out, oh, no, it's your appendix. And then later, it's something totally different. What happened?
So it all started at the beginning of February with a cold, which turned into a sinus infection, which led me to antibiotics, which then led me to, I think, C. diff. Mm. I think I've had C. diff since last year.
Mm. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
And the antibiotics antibiotics can actually make that worse, right? Because they mess with your proper whatever.
The balance gets totally off, and then the C. diff bacteria then attacks your intestinal tract.
Yeah.
And people die of it all. I mean, it's serious, serious stuff.
C. diff's bad. Real bad.
I think it inflamed my appendix, which when they did the CT scan, they're like, okay, we've got to take the appendix out. So they took it out. I seemed to be fine. They sent me home that day. I then woke up in the middle of the night running like 103, almost 104 fever. I went to the ER again, got readmitted. Ugh. And I went, I spiked up to 106. They put me in a back room and forgot about me. I'm like,
oh, no.
You forgot about me.
Oh, that sucks.
They start throwing ice on me. I told you about the woman in my room. Because they put me in like the, I call it the cattle area, where they just bring people in to kind of assess them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sharing a room with this woman, and I stayed there. They left me in that room for probably 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
The entire time, this woman, and I felt so bad for her. She had Parkinson's, she had arthritis, and then she had Lyme disease. Ugh. And she couldn't take any opiates. She was allergic to it all.
Oh, that's awful. And you sent me a clip of this scene from Stephen King's Dolores Claiborne thing and said that this is what it reminded you of. I just want the chat room to hear this. So I'm going to play this. This is what it was like. Here it goes.
Hell's bells. Look who's up.
All right, she's ringing a bell. I haven't actually seen this, so when I saw this for the first time, I just went, are you freaking kidding me?
I'm wet.
I'm wet? Oh, that's not good.
What else is new?
Here, let me skip ahead on this.
How long this time? Did your last made sense?
Hold on, this is taking forever. Hold on.
Vera!
Here we go. Yep, she's not yelling yet.
It's just a gnarly old woman in that movie, and the whole time.
That's how it felt? Oh my gosh.
Well, no, the whole time. I mean, I felt so bad for this woman because she's like, I want to die. And she just screamed the whole time, and it was just, and here I am like, I'm just like, oh my God, we're both in misery here. And there was a point where they had just left her. They left both of us, And she's like, I can't get up. Oh, I'm in pain. No. So I'm calling the nurse, and the nurse is like, who is this? I'm like, I'm Maddie's neighbor. Come down here and help her.
Roommate.
And it was 7 hours you were stuck there?
I was in there for 7 hours until they realized that I had C. diff. And C. diff is highly contagious. Oh. And so they like sequestered me to my own room, and I was like, but then the next 24 hours I was high fevers up and down, and then
are you worried you gave that lady C. diff just out of curiosity? Like,
I am worried. I I don't think I did, because she couldn't even get out of bed. So she was going to the bathroom in her bed in bedpans.
Oh.
So she couldn't even move. So I don't think I gave it to her.
Well, it's the best healthcare in the world, everybody. Look at America. We've got it going on. So in the end, they diagnosed you. They gave you the proper stuff. You're feeling much better, I hope.
I'm much better. I'm on vancomycin, which is like crazy, one of the last resort antibiotics.
Yeah.
Because I had severe, because I was throwing up. I was high fever. Like, I had all of the severe symptoms to the point where I was really scared.
Yeah, it's like you get sepsis, really. It's what ends up happening, is you end up just getting your entire body, and your blood eventually starts to just get, you know, infected. And before you know it, you're just a big infection is what you are.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was crazy. And I told you about my ambulance rides, too. So I had two ambulance rides to the hospital, which, by the way, the hospital I was at, even though I was in that weird room, they were amazing. Mm-hmm. It was called Swedish Medical Center.
Oh, we are so sorry. Yes. We've left you for 7 hours in here. You can have a free IKEA thing when you leave. Is that how it went?
not really.
Oh, okay, darn.
She's in the Bork ward.
Oh, no. This is trouble for us. Yeah.
So I told you about the first ambulance ride, and the woman was asking me questions. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were so weird, because she's like, do you know what day it is? Do you know what year it is? Do you know who the president is? And I was like, yes.
And she says, I need you to say the name, right? And you're like,
I need you to say his name. Like, I don't want to.
Do I have to say his name?
Nurse, he's not my president.
Oh, my Lord, that's funny.
I was in so much pain, but I still felt, you know, I had presence of mind to be like, yes.
Yeah.
I was just like, ugh.
Like, what if I'm not happy with this for 50 days? Do I have to say his name? Like,
that's hilarious. And now that I've said his name, my pain level has increased to one more sad face.
Yeah.
What? Second ambulance ride. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to ask me this same set of questions. So I got a different person. I said, so do you have questions for me? He goes, no. Why? I'm like, okay.
Really? So that's not standard procedure then?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't. I don't know if she just wanted to, like, poke at me or what?
I would have said it seems normal to ask those questions because they're looking for coherence and
That's why I thought, because I was way worse on the second trip than on the first trip,
right? And he's just like, nah, I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah, we'll just get you there. I don't play by their rules. He's thinking, well, all right, I'm glad you're okay though.
Crazy. And I just want to let anyone know, if you think you have CDIS, make them give you the poop test.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Get the poop test.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, because I think it takes time. They have to send it off, and it takes a while for them to find out. But if you have it, you need to know and get that under control. I mean, I don't know if you talked about it, but the last resort in trying to cure C. diff is a fecal transplant.
That's right. I want some.
That's right, Brian. You said you would give me your poo.
Yeah, I'll take Brian's poo.
I've been saving it up.
Yeah, Brian's got a whole bag for you. It's a Ziploc, ready to go. Yeah,
it's 90% effective, and it's really, and it's, you know, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. But if you've ever experienced that pain, you're like, oh, I'm for it.
Oh no, I'll take it, dude. Freaking put that guy's butt right up next to mine if you have to. I'd take whatever you got, whatever you're given.
Exactly. Just have him really push.
Yeah, it's like a scene from Requiem for a Dream here, but I'll take it.
I researched it. The procedure is like a colonoscopy. So you go through the whole, like you were getting a colonoscopy in order to have the treatment done.
Yeah, no, it's very, and it's super effective and highly regarded and all of that stuff. It just sounds lousy, but if you're in the middle of that, you want the best you can get. And that's right now, that's the deal.
Scott, are you sure you've never had C. diff? Because it can cause diverticulitis.
Yes. So they checked all that. And okay. They said that I was clear for that. So the other thing my doctor's always saying is lots of probiotics, everybody. Just eat them like they're candy. Well, don't eat them like they're candy, but, you know, lots of probiotics.
What are you on? Are you on any?
Yeah, some morning thing called, I forget.
I'm on a line, which is like the only like approved by GI probiotic.
Oh, really? I should look into that. The ones I've got work pretty well, but we're poo buddies. That's what we are. Yeah.
So look into a line.
All right.
It's expensive, but and they come in like sealed containers because it kind of.
Yeah, you have to keep them refrigerated and all that stuff because they die if you don't. It's active bacterial culture stuff, so you have to keep.
Hey, we're gonna turn recommendals into Nicole's medical hour.
Yeah, this is amazing. Next week,
medical mentals.
Next week we'll look at kidneys. Next week,
recommendals.
Recommendals. So, speaking of that, we do recommendals here on the show, and it's a good time for all. And I would sure like to do them. I guess the tradition is we start with Brian. It's something streaming. We're all just picking random stuff. Brian, you've seen something. You've got a clip here. Any setup for this before I play it?
Yes. A 1982 film. And as you know, Tina and I have been watching movies that are critically acclaimed, maybe Oscar winners. This thing was nominated for 5 Academy Awards in the year that it came out. However, it didn't win any of them. But Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. And sadly, didn't win any of them, but it's excellent.
What year was this? Just curious.
1982.
82. All right. Well, here it is. I'll play it for you now.
Are you done?
You're damn right I'm done. I'm going to ask for a mistrial. I'm going to request that you disqualify yourself from sitting on this case. I'm going to take a transcript of the trial to the Judicial Conduct Board and ask that they impeach your ass.
You aren't going to get a mistrial, boy. We're going back there this afternoon and we're going to try this case to the end. Now you get out of here before I call a bailiff and have you thrown in jail.
I'm going to say Legal Eagles.
It is not Legal Eagles. That's okay. Funny because it was that's another Robert Redford, and I did a Robert Redford film last week.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually the Sundance Kid to Robert Redford's Butch Cassidy or vice versa.
Okay.
That was Paul Newman.
Oh, all right.
Does that help you at all?
Okay, so that was Paul Newman?
That was Paul Newman.
Okay, then I know this. The Verdict.
That's exactly right. Very good. Verdict. Yes, 1982 courtroom drama, The Verdict.
My mom's favorite movie at the time. She loved this movie. Yeah.
Wow, I can see why. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
He plays kind of a washed-up lawyer that got fired for jury tampering. And got kicked out of the firm he worked for. So now he's more of like an ambulance chaser and kind of the sleazy side of being an attorney.
Yeah.
And he gets hired for a malpractice case that he realizes goes further, far deeper than just the surface area. And they're, you know, willing to settle. He doesn't take the settlement, but he wants to really win this for the people. It is streaming on HBO, so HBO Now, HBO Go, and it's excellent. It's also got Charlotte Rampling, who we saw in Angel Heart, Jack Warden, James Mason, and it was directed by Sidney Lumet, and David Mamet wrote the novel or wrote the adaptation.
Oh, right. His dialogue's amazing and everything.
It absolutely is. Yeah, anything Mamet is fantastic, and this is no exception. It's really, really good.
It's a good pick. I like it. The Verdict. Yeah.
The Verdict.
Yeah. Legal Eagles and The Verdict, I always get them confused because they were...
Legal Eagles was more of like a romance thing. Was it Daryl Hannah and Robert Redford, if I remember correctly?
Something like that, yeah. Or may have been Deborah Winger. I forget.
Right. Wow. Dread Pirate Romy says, 1982's Better Call Saul? Not far off, although... Paul Newman's not nearly as funny as Odenkirk.
Yeah, maybe it was an inspiration for Vince Gilligan.
But definitely along the same lines.
Very nice. Here's my clip. See if you can guess what this is from. I'll give you hints that it's new and that it's on Netflix. So here you go.
Uncouth and unheard of.
I won't raise you ever, man. Your whole approach, your face, this whole rig right here, this all just rubs me the wrong way. Ergo, I don't care.
Fine! I'll pay you $1 million.
What'd you say?
I'll pay you $1 million.
I don't care.
You're making a big mistake. Better man than you.
I don't care.
Mr. Thunderstruck has many allies, so I too shall procure allies of my own. The best that money can buy.
All right,
audio yourself.
The audio's a little weird. I got it from YouTube, so it's the best I could find for. I couldn't find a trailer, so it was
definitely kind of animated, right?
Yep, totally animated. It's new. I'll say that it's how else I put this. If you're a fan of Robot Chicken, you'd probably like it because it's that sort of animation. It's stop motion.
Okay.
It's called Buddy Thunderstruck.
Wow. Okay. Never heard of this.
And it's totally for kids, although it's got an edge to it that you know how some things are for kids, but then when you're an adult, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that. But a kid would never get the double entendre or whatever. It's not like dirty or anything, but there are moments of levity that are clearly aimed at adults. But it is the silliest, dumbest cartoon, and I totally love it. It reminds me of the stuff they used to make for like early Nickelodeon, like Cow and Chicken, or some of these just over
Robot
the
Thunderstruck.
It's called the Buddy Thunderstruck. It's basically, this may be enough for Brian to check out, but it's basically, and check out meaning not watch it, because it's basically about these trucker racer animals who are all trucker kind of good old boy country stuff.
Done.
Yeah. So it's a little like that, but it didn't
sound very yokel humor-y.
It's pretty yokely, but it's not too bad. I mean, it's like NASCAR humor, I guess, or something like that. Yeah. And Buddy Thunderstruck is this dog. I guess he's a dog, or maybe he's a weasel. I don't know. They're weird. They're weird animals. I can't tell who's what. But he has this truck, and I forget what it's called, but it's got like a jet thing on the back. And every week, every episode, they're racing in this town called, what's it called? Busted Down Dipstick something, I forget, but he's got this like partner that helps
really keep selling me.
I know. Brian's not gonna like this
AC/DC song.
Yeah, they don't reference it, but they reference it in the sense that a lot of the music in there is definitely them riffing on like 80s hair metal band music and that kind of stuff. Now, all of that being said, this is not, there's nothing deep happening. It is all surface. It is all goofy. And for whatever reason, it's working for me. So me and Carter got a big, huge kick out of it.
Just being goofy.
Yeah, I liked it. As far as something to compare it to, I would say.
You think Mateo would like it?
Yeah, he would. And I think it's totally appropriate for a kid his age.
Is there farts and butts in it? Because he'll love it.
Yes, there are. Whenever someone's frustrated on this show, they go, fart nugget. That's the thing they say.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want him saying
If
that.
You don't want him yelling fart nugget, this is not the show for him to watch, because they say fart nugget a lot.
Ad nauseum at preschool or at school.
Yeah, if he gets in trouble. Mateo, right now, put that down. Fart nugget. So
I'm trying to curb Mr. Poopy Bud, Mr. Poopy Bud. Oh, that's what I get all day.
Well,
Mr.
Poopy Bud. Don't let him watch. Don't let him watch.
Mateo or Mark?
Yeah, my. No, it's Mateo referring to Mark. Come on. But he doesn't. He better not ever watch Rick and Morty then, because Mr. Poopy Butthole is a character in that. Anyway, so the point is, it's just dumb, stupid, silly fun, and some would say it's too thin in terms of plots and stuff, but I got a big kick out of it. I like the style of animation, and it's a Netflix original, and people should probably check it out. If any of this sounded interesting to you, you can check it out.
I'm going to ask you, since you're watching this with Carter, did you and Carter watch The Little Prince yet?
Let me think about that. No, not yet. That's the answer that I have for you.
You love it, and you'll go, why didn't we watch this sooner?
I know, it sucks. I don't know what the deal is.
That movie is all, like, you're gonna love it,
and it's still there, right? It's still up there.
It's Netflix original.
This is part of the problem, is when they're there, I just know they'll always be there, and I just don't get around to it. But I'm gonna, all right, here's my commitment. I can't believe I'm gonna finally do this. Carter's coming home this weekend.
She will love it.
We're gonna sit down and we are gonna watch, what is it, The Ugliest Prince? What is it?
The Little Prince.
Right. The Ugliest Prince is a very different movie and has a lot of purple in it. Anyway, we're gonna watch.
Easily been something released in the theaters, but hey, it's on Netflix.
I'll take it. All right. Finally, I can watch that. And then next Wednesday, I'll come to the confession table and tell you what I thought.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think.
All right. What's your pick this week?
All right. Here's my pick.
All right.
I love this clip. Here you go.
All right.
Oh, Uncle, we found us. Hector Faulkner, 65, and Richard Baker, 13, have been missing now for 6 weeks. Faulkner is Caucasian. Well, they got that wrong because you're obviously white. There is a fear for Faulkner's mental health following the recent death of his wife. Police are not ruling out kidnapping. Kidnapping? Park rangers have been alerted for anyone seeing the pair should report back to the nearest police station. Oh, Uncle, you're basically a criminal now. But on the bright side, you're famous.
All right.
Wow. I'm
going to say it's New Zealand in origin, though.
It's done. The director is the director that's going to be directing Thor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Brian, we talked about this guy. What was his name? Shoot.
Thor. I'm going to mispronounce it because it's Taika Waititi. Is that right?
Thor Waititi. Ragnarok director. Taika. Maybe it was Brian or somebody else.
Taika Waititi.
It's the guy who plays. He's the co-writer with Jermaine Clement of the What We Do in the Shadows guy. And he's
what I recommended last week.
Yeah, the Indian dude.
Right. Taika Waititi. Yes.
Yeah, he looks sort of Indian, whatever. But he was like the nice guy vampire, the one that kept biting the wrong vein and having to drink it like a drinking fountain. Yeah, he's great. He's amazing.
Yes.
He directed and wrote this movie as well.
Oh, wow. He's really making Thor? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, he's making Thor.
All right. Well done, New Zealand. You just keep pumping them out. You little tiny island out in the middle of nowhere, and you just keep making the hits. It's great.
Do you want to know the name of the movie?
Oh, yeah. What's your
movie? I'm seeing a movie in, because I'm looking at the guy on IMDb. Is this Hunt for the Wilder People?
This is Hunt for the Wilder People.
All right.
You learn in the movie that it's a play on Wilder Beast. So you have this kid, Ricky, who he's a bad kid.
Yeah.
And he gets sent out to the bush to live with a woman who passes away and her husband, but it's Sam Neill.
Oh, okay. I love Sam Neill.
You don't even recognize him at all. Like, really? I watched the whole movie and I didn't. I was like, kind of looks familiar.
He's a dude who can disappear into a role. I mean, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
You know it's him, but boy, I mean, he just becomes that character.
Yeah, the Tudors too. He's a cardinal or something on the Tudors. Remember that?
Yeah.
Brian's right. He's like camouflage in his roles. Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Love him. He's not just Dr. Dinosaur. He can do lots of other things.
Clever girl.
I didn't know this guy made. I love Eagle versus Shark. It's one of my favorite weird small movies. I didn't know he directed that. He's been working with Jermaine forever, and I didn't even know about Hunt for the Wilder People. I'm all in on this.
Hulu is where it's streaming, and you can watch it. Oh. It's a bonding film. So Ricky and Sam Neill's character, his foster uncle, they go missing in the bush, and there's like this big hunt for them, and they're surviving in the bush and just have adventures. And what's his name? Is it Ree Darby?
Riz Darby or Riz Darby?
Nicole does names today.
There you go.
Band meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van Meenie. He's in the bush as well. He plays a character named Psycho Sam.
He should be in all the things ever made in New Zealand.
He should. I think he is.
He kind of is. He was
the exception of the Lord of the Rings films.
when he did that six episode, he was on one of those six episode X-Files redo things that came out last year.
Oh yeah, right.
One of my favorite episodes by far. Good. Oh my gosh, he was good. I love that guy. And go watch Voltron. He's a voice in Voltron. He's just great. Freaking that guy. Whatever. He's a werewolf. Let's all give praise to him. Good recommendation. I'm gonna watch that this week also. That sounds wonderful.
Cool.
It's sweet and endearing and funny, and it was an unexpected watch for me, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Good catch, Nicole. Next week we'll do this again. You guys want to just do randos? We'll do randos again.
Random.
I like randos. Randos are good. That means I don't have to work very hard to watch something.
Reese Darby, by the way, if it is pronounced Reese.
It is Reese.
Has the best IMDb photo.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Ever. Let's take a look here, just real quick.
I'll put a link in the chat room to his page.
Let's see. Why isn't he showing up for me? Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Here, chat. You can see this. If you're not clicking it, you can see it on the screen. Wait.
It's like, what is he doing? Is he?
Yeah, look at this.
He's going round. Oh, <that's>... Probably describing his new What We Do in the Shadows sequel.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, he's great. He's in Trolls. Okay, now I got to watch Trolls. Actually, I heard Trolls was good. Spike.
It's cute.
Yeah. I heard it was better than it ever should have been.
I don't know.
Painful
if I can do
for Mark to watch, but I'll watch it with the kids.
Well, yeah, see, I might be with you on that. It looks painful.
Brian, it has Southern humor in it, so you'll love it.
I mean, if you like music, the songs are really cute.
Yeah.
I love the Timberlake song is great. You know, it's
It's just that they're based on those stupid trolls.
In the 80s, yeah. And I hated Trolls in the 90s, and I feel like I still hate Trolls.
You do, but maybe somebody did something nice.
Troll hair.
It's going to change your whole life, Brian.
I'm a trollist. Fine, I'll admit it. I'm a trollist.
You're a trollist. It's because of their hair. It's all that copious hair. You wish you had that.
It's stupid hair.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Before I go, can I announce one little thing?
Sure.
I actually have something. So right before I got sick, we were going to record a new Ladies of Lead on Sunday.
Oh, my.
And then I was in the hospital, so we didn't do it.
Yeah.
This Sunday, Stephanie Kim and I are going to record an episode of Ladies Elite.
I would call that a reunion of sorts, is what I call
that. I know! How cool is that?
That's really cool.
So I'm playing the heck out of some video games, and yeah.
Sweet. I will check it out. Is there a website for this now still?
LadiesElite.com.
LadiesElite.com, you guys. That's awesome to hear. Nicole's bag, everybody on Twitter. Nice. Follow her there. Nicole, have a great week. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Me too. Bye.
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 All right. You know what we can do right now?
We can bring in Akid-Tect.
Akid-Tect by playing this first.
These are their stories.
That's the wrong one. Damn it. Why'd that play?
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
All right. The man in question is Tom Merritt. Hello, Tom Merritt.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Hi. How are you? How you doing
I'm good,
today?
Man.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I feel like we went along. We apologize for keeping you waiting.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting here since 9:15.
He wasn't sure about the time change.
The last thing you said to me was schwing.
Oh, schwing? Did I say schwing?
Why did you send him a photo of Kim Basinger or
something?
No.
And
the last thing you said was, "I'll let you know which way it swings."
Yeah, I did. Awesome. I'll let you know which way it swings. Oh yeah, I never did confirm with you, did I? Shoot.
Well, when I heard Daryl come on, I figured. And then the chat room was very helpful.
My bad. I thought I'd let everyone know. I must have. The one person I talked to.
Then we talked about whether Nicole was going to still go first, or we're going to change that around.
Right. I think I just got confused. Plus, you and I talk like every day, and
I know, right?
Feels like I should have said something, but I didn't. But anyway.
Well,
I apologize
Tom, is
for
this
that.
Good for you? Does this work for you now?
Yeah, is this all right?
Actually,
you good?
No, I'm not here.
You're not here now? All right. Great. Well, the nice thing is pretty much unanimously across the board, including you, when I proposed the idea, we're all like, oh, that's actually better for me in a couple of reasons or ways. And that seems, look at
that's
that.
Right, I'm doing my Spanish lessons.
Oh.
This is my normal Spanish lesson time.
Oh, I see.
Learning how to say, are these my pants?
And what context will you use that, I wonder?
Oh, so many.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are too many to list, probably.
You're in a restaurant? Come on.
Concealed?
Yeah.
That's my underwear.
Very nice. That'll come in useful or use. Yes. Use.
Sorry, I'm distracting.
It's all good. Hey, it's tech time to talk to Tom, and we talk about the technology stuff happening today. I'm on Daily Tech News show every Wednesday, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. But before all of it, Tom comes in here and preps us a bit on what's happening. So what is happening? What are people talking about?
There's lots going on. There's a new Android developer preview out. There's some new iPhones we talked about yesterday on the show. Today, we're going to have Tim Moynihan from Wired on. And he's going to talk to us about lithium-ion batteries. Do we need to be scared of them? Mm. Do they really explode that often? Mm. Why do they explode at all? All of those kind of questions.
Sure.
So that's going to be fun. But one of the things that I know we'll talk about on the show at some point is CNET's Sean Hollister, who I should disclose is my brother-in-law. He's married to Eileen's sister.
All right.
He works for CNET. And he found out that Nintendo is repairing the problems with the Joy-Con controllers for the Switch by putting a piece of foam, probably conductive foam, inside the controller.
Oh.
And then sending it back to you.
This is the issue where people losing connection when they're too far from the device. Is that what this fix is for, as far as you know?
Yeah, this is happening to me on my Switch. I play with it mobile so often that I barely even notice it anymore. But if I'm a little too far from the console, which means I can't lean back on my couch, then the left controller loses connection a bunch.
Oh, weird.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I have repeatedly said over the last week and a half that I haven't had this problem at all, but the truth is I haven't really tested it. I got a pro controller, so when it's on the TV, I'm using that instead of the Joy-Con thing, because it's just convenient if you have a pro controller. And otherwise, it's portable. So For all I know, I'd have this problem too. Is it that widespread that everybody should go?
I haven't even taken, I mean, I've taken the Joy-Cons off, but I don't think I've ever played it. I haven't ever played it on the TV. It's all been playing it as a portable device.
Did you do
it? Yeah, I played it on the TV when I first got it, just, you know, just because I wanted to try it out. But did you after do that first few days, yeah, I just kind of picked that thing up like it's a mobile device.
Brian, did you do the 1-2 switch thing with it?
Yeah, but we were at the neighbors, the crazy neighbors, and they don't have a TV in the basement that's got an HDMI port. HDMI. So we just put it up on the bar and we sat on either side of the bar and played it.
Oh, okay.
And we were both really close.
So, yeah, maybe we're all, I mean, maybe that's a big issue, but that seems like a weird fix to me. Like just sticking a little foam in there. Maybe we could just do it. Maybe I could crack it open and put a little foam in there, you know? Maybe that's
just
what I should do.
Send us the foam, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, so what Sean did is he called up customer support. He said he had a very good experience with them. They sent him an overnight bag. That sounds like something out of the 20s, yeah. But I mean, a bag.
It
to
had
put
a,
in.
A toothbrush, some toothpaste, and a pair of pajamas.
Yeah. They sent him a bag to overnight it to them, and they got it back to him within, he said, pretty quickly, within a few days. And so he opened it up, and he had taken, because he's good at his job, he had taken a picture of it, opened up before he sent it back. And then he took a picture of it after. And the only difference he could discern was this little block of foam in one corner of it. He asked Bill Detweiler from Tech Republic about it. And Detweiler said it was probably conductive foam used to help increase the conductivity there. Sean also bought a controller off Amazon because, you know, he wasn't going to not play his Switch while he waited for the Joy-Con to come back. Yeah. And he opened that one up and noticed that it works fine and there's no foam in it. So he says there probably is some underlying issue that Nintendo has fixed in its future production runs. But this is their quick fix for Joy-Cons that are having issues.
I was talking to Will Smith or somebody I was talking to online, not the actor, the tech dude, about this issue and wondering if it's just that we have so many wireless devices on various spectrums in our homes now that some are seeing it, some aren't, and that's because of interference or whatever. And
I doubt it.
That doesn't seem right. Yeah. Not in today's world where you've got a pretty broad spectrum.
The protocols are pretty good at handling a lot of device. You'd have to have quite a number for it to start to cause issues. Not impossible, certainly, but it's not the first cause, I would think.
Yeah, and also it's just Bluetooth. It's proprietary sort of twist on Bluetooth, but it's not like it's some weird ancient wireless technology or something.
Yeah, because remember, this isn't like analog radio where, you know, one frequency can block another one. It's packet loss tolerant, right? Yeah. If it doesn't get all the packets, it just resends and waits, and just like the internet.
It's picking up Rush Limbaugh for me for some reason, though. I can hear it on my Switch. Weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Man. AM spectrum
was
back.
Is that the right or the left controller?
I don't know. Which one's the pink one? Because that's actually... I don't have the colored ones. I kind of wish I would have now. Everybody who has colored ones
really?
Is really cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad. That would be hard on my eyes to pick up every time.
They seem goofy, but then after I got my hands on one, I went, "Oh, these are kind of cool."
Really?
And I don't know. Now I'm kind of I'm whatever. I live with what I got. It's fine. I went with the adult color, but part of me is wistful for the colors. Anyway, that and so much more later today. Very excited. Anything?
How y'all
else?
Feeling about your movie draft line?
Oh yeah, I'm worried
really,
about you.
Really good.
I'm always worried about you. That's what I'm worried about, Tom.
Yeah,
really?
What did you end up with? You have like four.
I have three
movies.
Fate of the Furious.
Yeah,
right, that's gonna be
Wonder
good.
And Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you're gonna kill it.
And a couple other movies.
Who ended up? Who got Guardians? I don't remember.
Night Attack got Guardians.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brian and Justin got Guardians.
So I think your combo is actually a bigger moneymaker than Guardians plus whatever else they got. I think we have.
Well,
they only
got two other movies. That's gonna be their issue.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Brian and
well, they got three. They got was it Rough Night or
Dirty
Snatched
Chicken?
Snatched or no, we got Snatched. It was some.
Yeah, they got Rough Night and they got Girls Night.
Girls Night or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Didn't it have a different name or something before, or some weird talk about that?
No, that's Rough Night. Rough Night used to be Rock That Body.
Oh, Rock That Body. Right. So that reminds me, Brian and I, our checkout bag of movies looks like a real bad day at Best Buy on sale day on a Saturday.
It totally does. So, oh, Girls Trip. That's what
Girls Trip. Girls Trip. Thank you. And yeah. Pirates. They got Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Right.
So we feel good about volume, but we're not, you know, it's still, volume means nothing if none of them do, you know, the kind of performance we need. So we don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm totally at the Best Buy right now going, this copy of Power Rangers, King Arthur, Snatched, Wish Upon.
Yeah, they're in a big bin.
Five for $20.
Yep, you're just grabbing them out of the bin. It's a sidewalk
you got
sale.
Dark Tower. Dunkirk will actually do well for you, too, I think.
I think so, too. We got good deals, too. Like, the movies that I think are going to perform were priced well, even though they seem a little ramshackle in terms of, you know.
You have seven movies. That's a good thing, too, because you're diversified.
Yeah, and that's what our strategy was. So I feel pretty good about it.
Put our eggs in many, many baskets. Our cheap, crappy eggs are in many, many crappy baskets.
Many cheap, crappy baskets.
I mean, if anyone else wins, though, I hope it's you and Jenny. It's fine if it's just about everyone else besides Night Attack, really.
Go ahead, everybody, head out April 7th to see Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Believe me, there'll be plenty of room in the theater. You can stretch out, have a whole row to yourself if you'd like.
Yeah.
It'll be like being in a lost village.
It really will. Good luck to everyone. And see if Mother Smurf or whatever her name is still doesn't wear pants. Hey, Tom.
While you're at it, just stay for another showing.
Just hang out.
There's room.
All right. Hey, anything else you'd like to mention before heading off into the sunset, as you do each Wednesday?
Yes, of course. If you haven't heard me go on and on about it, I have a new novel out called Pilot X. It's about a time traveler who pilots a time ship. He just wants to fly around with the ship. His ship is pretty cool. She's got an artificial intelligence in her, and he gets thrust into these big events, which get him to a point where he has to make a horrible decision about saving the universe that it has no good options. So if it sounds like a fun space opera to you, you can pick it up anywhere books are sold.
Tom is averaging 5 stars on Amazon. It's very impressive. People like your book.
Thank you. Oh, that's the other thing. If you have read it, going to Amazon and leaving a review is super helpful. It helps boost the discoverability of it for other people. So thanks to everybody who's been doing that. And if you haven't yet, please do.
All right. There it is. Cool. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. Or what'd you say, Brian? Agdetect.
Maybe you would have changed my name to Acadian Tech.
That's pretty fancy.
Arcade Tech.
Tom, have a great day.
Fix your Space Invaders machine.
You can't make me laugh. And I'll see you later today at 2:30 Mountain, everybody. DailyTechNewsShow.com. We'll see you later.
Bye.
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 He'll hang up on us now because I can't hang up on him.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say
damn it. He can stay as long as he wants. All right. Hey, one final thing. Wow, this stupid cough. Hold on. Here goes.
Sure.
Oh, that was a brutal one. So we're going to do a quick email here.
Okay.
This comes to us from Paint Guy. And Paint Guy says this. I think he's in Seattle. I'm not sure. Good night, Seattle. Fraser has left the building. All right, here we go. Story to make Brian cringe. Brian, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here goes. A story
right ahead, and this does, and I'm going to just mute. I'm muting.
All right, great. Great. Here it goes. A girl I used to know put Q-tips in her ear, but he wrote here, he means her ear, after a morning shower and walked around for a few minutes before removing them. Maybe she thought they would soak up water or something. Anyway, the phone rang, and she got a partial tear in her eardrum as a result. I think about this every time I use a Q-tip. Thank guy. Look at Brian.
Oh, I can't do it.
People at home, you miss Brian just doing the cringe dance.
Yeah. Oh,
that's bad, right?
Just thinking about it, like, hello? Yeah.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine, dude? Does it freak you out when I hold this X-Acto knife too close to my ear? Would that freak you out a little bit?
No, not really.
No.
No, I mean, it's depth. It's you're never supposed to put anything bigger than your elbow in your ear.
That's
or
true.
Don't put anything bigger than your elbow in your ear either, but
yeah.
If you to clean them out, you know, just pull out what you can with a finger, not a Q-tip.
Ugh.
Or use that liquid, the earwax thinning liquid and drain it that way.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh god, yeah.
I've never heard of that. What, do you eat it or pour it in there or what?
No, you just pour it in your ear. You lay on your side for a little while, like a minute. Mm-hmm. Pour it, put a few drops in your ear. It thins it out, and then you can just kind of rinse it out. And the wax in your ear actually helps protect it. It's kind of like the mucus in your nose. Sorry to get all gross, but...
No, it's true. It's a good thing. You need it.
Yeah, you... you do need it, and so you don't want to get rid of all of it, because it's, like I said, protecting your soft tissue in your ear.
It's one of my favorite scenes in MASH when Radar is looking in Henry Blake's ear, because he's giving him a physical, and he goes, oh, and Henry Blake goes, what, what's wrong? And he goes, it's like a little nativity scene. I used to love that scene. Scene cracked me up. Anyway, there you go, folks. Okay. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support the show. Without it, we literally don't have a show. So thank you so much for doing that, everyone who does. That's patreon.com/TMS. And if you haven't before, consider it. Frogpants.com/TMS will get you everything else except for music. That's where we play that now. So, Brian, music, what do you got there, buddy, boy?
I have something going out to Brock from Kalamazoo. It's a day late, but I'm hoping that still works. Good morning, Scotland and Britannia. I'm getting married later today, March 21st. Yeah, yesterday, don't worry. And I'd love to hear some Celtic or Nordic music in nature. An indie or a cover will work. If not that, anything by Conchita Wurst, one of my to-be husband's favorite singers of the past year or so. But I'll leave it up to the music man himself to pick. Love you to the moon and back, Robert. Brock from Kalamazoo.
Nice.
All right. So, yeah, this would have been yesterday. There's, you know, I get a bunch of requests, and sometimes I have to balance and figure out which one's going which day. But hopefully, Brock and Robert, you guys are hearing this, and hopefully you enjoy this. It is Celtic in nature. It's by a band called the Tartan Terrors from their album Who's Your Paddy. It's a cover of my favorite song of all time, which is Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet. Here are the Tartan Terrors Celting It Up, Romeo and Juliet.
A love-struck Romeo sings the streets a serenade. He's laying everybody low with a love song that he's made. Finds a convenient lamppost, steps out of the shade and says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" And Juliet says, "Aye, it's Romeo. You nearly gave me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, she's singing loud, "My boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. And anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I rolled, and you exploded in my heart. And there's a place for us, and you know the movie song. When you're gonna realize that it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? They both come up different streets, both the streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Ah, but the dream was the same. I dreamed your dream for you, now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? 'Cause you can fall for chains of silver, and you can fall for chains of gold, and you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, and you promised me thick and thin. And now you say, oh yeah, you know Romeo, you know I used to have a deal with him. Oh Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us, and you know the movie song. So when you're gonna realize that it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? I can't do the talk like the talk on TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do anything. I do anything for you, and I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way that we used to be. And all I do is keep the beat, bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme or Juliet. I do the stars with you anytime, oh Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die, and there's a place for us. And you know the movie song. And when you're gonna realize that it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Love struggle Romeo sings the streets a serenade, and he's laying everybody low with a love song that he's made. Finds a convenient lamppost, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? You and me, babe, how about it? Oh, you and me, babe, how about it?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
You understand me, Earl? I'm going to shoot your dick off.
No.